This Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, we parshas Lech Lecha, which begins with the directive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Yud Beis of Bereishis Pasuk Aleph, Ve'omar Hashem and Avram Lech Lecha, Me'aretz Chol Me'alat Chom Beis Avich Al Aretz Asher Areka. Avram was told to leave his land and to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, directs him to go. He eventually goes to Eretz Yisrael. We know the rest of the story. And this is the beginning, so to speak, of the career, at least the career that appears in the Torah of Avraham Avinu. I'd like to note that, as everybody knows, this past week, Klal Yisrael lost one of the great Gedolim, the great Poskim, Gedolei Torah, Gedolei Chachamim, that we had in our generation, our Rav Yosef Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, who was nifter Monday. And we've quoted from his Piskei Halacha, from his Svarim, many times over the years in these shiurim, both the Thursday night shiurim and the Shabbos shiurim. A prolific writer, had 10 volumes of the tshuvas like this, called Yabia Omer, and 6 volumes of shorter tshuvas, Yechad Adas, and the Svarim called Chazan Ovadia and Yalkut Yosef, some of which were written by his sons and other Talmidim, but all based on his Piskei Halacha. To say he had tremendous bekiyas is an understatement, really. His breadth of knowledge is staggering, just mind-blowing, dazzling, as to what he knew. I remember when he visited, he came a few times to YU. So one time he came, I was in Rav Shechter's Kol at that time, the old Beis Medrash on the third floor in the first hall. So that was the first. But one time I remember he came, the Rav Zichron Baruch was still alive, and he met with the Rav, and then they walked together. Those remember in YU, the fifth floor, room 501 in the first hall. It's a big auditorium. So I happened to be near the front, and as I got to the door, there was a tall, everything stopped. There was a question of who should go in first. The Rav was Mechaber the Rav Yosef, Rav was Mechaber the Rav. Until someone figured out, there are two doors right next to each other. So this opened both doors, so they came in together. But I remember when he spoke in the kolo, he gave a shiur in the kolo. And Rav Yosef, those have all seen the pictures, you've all seen pictures, he wore these sunglasses, these dark, tinted all the time. Apparently, I read somewhere that his eyes were especially sensitive to light. So he wore these. As a joke, but we were convinced when we heard the shiur, that there's something that was glitz. There must be a guy in another room, it's like a teleprompter, you know, who's just printing out where in the Gemara these are. Because he just rattled off Tosis and Sotachov Gimel and the Gemara and Metzia Pei Zion and then Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. Just, you know, it was mind boggling how much he, you know, had at his fingertips. So, what I thought I'd do this evening, the week of his Shiva, is just to go through one part of one Shuva. Rav Yosef, just to give you a flavor of his approach, and the topic relates to Lech Lecha, because I just said the Parsha begins with a directive to Avram to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the last Pasuk in the previous Sedra, in Parshas Noach, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayu Yemei Serach Chamesh Shanim Asayim Shanah V'Amas Terach B'choron. The Pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach indicates that Terach lived to 205 years, and he died. He died in Choron. Rashi points out there at the end of last week's Sedra, La'achar sheyotza Avram mechor nabol Eretz Kanan. Rashi has a whole cheshbon that Terach, even though it looks like from the flow of the psukim, La'omas Terach b'choron, that's how Parshas Noach ends, and then the post that's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis, then Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha, and so on. Sounds like after Terach died is when Avram was told to leave, but Rashi has a cheshbon, figures out that it's not true. It was some 60 years that Terach still remained alive after Avram left him. Rashi says that Avram went to Canaan, Hashem Yosef Mishishim Shama, and he works out the whole cheshbon. Not important for us to see. You can look at the Rashi. He figures out the whole cheshbon that the Terach lived another 60 years. So Rashi says, "V'lama hikti makosav misosos shel Terach litziosos shel Avram." So why did the Torah make it seem that Terach had already died before Avram left? This is Rashi, end of Parshas Noach. So Rashi says, "Shalei Adarim Meforsam Lakol V'yomu Lo Kiyam Avram Es Kvod Aviv." So it shouldn't look like Avram for the last 60 years, plus 60 plus years of his father's life. He wasn't there to do kibbutz of aim. Shenicho zokem v'holach. Well, he left him an old man. He abandoned him. L'ficha kara kosa mace. Okay, and he considered a mace. And then it says not really a lie, because the Sharma considered to be dead, even they're alive or whatever. Well, if that was a secret, Rashi just let us all in on a secret. You know, just spilled the beans. because we're not supposed to know. So Rashi tells us. But Lemaisa, a number of years ago, we gave a shiur in Parshas Lech. We had a shiur. The topic was making aliyah against parental objection. So it's in question. No, get Lemaisa. You know, it's like a kid wants to make aliyah. Parents want him to stay in America or wherever, huh?
Shana Bain.
Right, Shana Bain. All these things. So right, all these things. So how does that relate? And here it looks like Avram, maybe his father would want him to stay. So that's the keep that thought in the back of it. That's our link to the parsha, because I'd like to look at the tshuva in the, one of our Radio Safe Swarm, Yabi Omer, that I'd like to look at tonight in the week of his shiva. Relates to a topic, as you'll see in a moment, which is Nogea very much Lamaisa. This is in the larger collection of Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Rav Yosef's father's name was Yaakov, so Nachdomat, your first volume, Yabia Omer, so backwards, the word Yabia is Avad Yosef Ben Yaakov. That was the name. So that was a Meramid. There's a tradition to be Meramid is your name in the name of the Sefer. You write a Sefer. I think the tradition goes back to the Rokeach or the Rishonim. Rokeach's name is Abelezer.
You wrote that in your
Hatzalah too. My own Sefer, yes. So Abelezer Rokeach is called the Sefer Rokeach. There's in Gematria, he has his Rokeach. That's just, I think the tradition goes back at least as far as many people. So he had a remez and other remezim. Anyway, also he has a cheshvan. I have to look in the sun. By the way, it's interesting if you want to see what other Gedolei Torah held of Avad Yosef, to look in the second volume of Yabia Omer. The first volume evidently printed it, and he distributed it to other Gedolei Torah, to Shlomo Zalman, Arbach, and other great Gedolei Tzitei Sefer others. And I remember reading and looking up at Mechelek Beis of Yabia Omer, because he printed what they wrote after he gave him Mechelek Aleph. And Shlomo Zalman wrote that he saw, he was mishtomim, it's like his jaw dropped when he saw the breadth of knowledge, you know, that this man had. Anyway, so the particular tshuva I'd like to look at is in Chelek Vav of the Tshuva Yabia Omer. That's on our sheets, and I'm just going to go through the tshuva. We'll read through the tshuva together. We have his swarms, like having sheets. Everything is here, you know. But I don't know. I'm not sure. Look, this is my one I brought from home. Could be the tshuva. But anyway, this is Chelek Vav, and it's Chelek Or Chaim Simon Mem. Now the topic, we don't have time to go the whole tshuva. These are lengthy tshuvas, and you know, you see every word. So, Simon Mem, the Shaila, I'll read the Shaila. Nishalti, and again you'll see this very Nogeh. Odos Bachurim Rivakim, unmarried young men, Sha'olu Michutz La'aretz La'aretz Yisrael Lilmo Torah, they come from Chutz La'aretz La'aretz Yisrael to learn, the Meshach Tufa Shel Shana O Yoseh, right? They come for a year or more. We know this phenomenon very well. They're going to go back afterwards. They're coming to learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year or two, which we all know so many people do after high school. What should they do? They're going to be in Eretz Yisrael for the year, including Sukkot and Pesach. I mean, Shavuos nowadays it's very popular to come home for Pesach. But I don't know, that's more. I don't know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, not that many people came home for Pesach. I didn't come home for Pesach. But yeah, I was in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so it says the Daito, Daitam lachzor lechutz, they're going to go back to chutz. Ma dina leinin of the shein shol goyus. V'ineni lahashu b'ktsara. I'm going to kemisa p'tai. I'm going to answer briefly as time permits. Anyway, so the first part of the tshuva, which is not what we're going to look at, the first part of the tshuva, he divides the tshuva up into six paragraphs. So the first four paragraphs are really primarily about the issue of yontif sheni in general. Really, that's the first three paragraphs. It talks about Yom Tov Sheni and what the status is. And nowadays we know when Yom Tov is, so what's the whole status of Yom Tov Sheni? That's the first part of the tshuva. But okay. Then he gets into more of the issue I want to look at tonight, especially with regards to our topic from Parshas Lech Lecha. And we'll look at the last two paragraphs, Hey and Vav, together. So in paragraph Hey, Os Hey, he writes, I'm going to read inside and we'll explain. Vehinei. Im habocher she'ol al eretz yisrael someches daito al avi v'imo shenitzoyim b'chutz l'aretz. If the young man who's coming for a year to eretz yisrael, I guess they're thinking about a young lady, and their das, their allegiance, so to speak, is still, they still rely and depend upon their parents living chutz l'aretz. Kasav b'shalas trumas halachas ktanas. You'll see Rav Yosef quotes them all over the place. You get the feel. Kasav b'shalas trumas halachas ktanas siman dal hanal she'af al pi shayah makom lomar shemekevan sheyesh merabu sanah shepasku shemitzas dearest eretz yisrael rabahi lidchos mipaneh mitzas kibud aveim. There's a svara he quotes that the mitzvah of living in eretz yisrael, of being in eretz yisrael, should outweigh the inyan of kibud aveim. Why? Okay, because the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael applies to the parents too. Right, the parents technically as well. Right. The kulchem chayav mechodi. Right, that number of things. So that even though the Gemara doesn't say it here, but the Rabbi Yosef quotes Halachas Tanis. Tumas Halachas Tanis. Yaakov Chagiz, I think, was the author. Say early Achronim. See, right. He says. It's a greater mitzvah. It should push aside the mitzvah kibud aveim. Therefore, you should argue that they're in Eretz Yisrael, so we have to make them try and stay in Eretz Yisrael. So you keep one day, like a ben Eretz Yisrael. Afilu hachi ein lahakel klal. You can't be mekel. The yaseh shnei yamim talbim kamina chutzaretz. Such a student should keep 2 days like in chutzaretz. Why? Because they're still connected to their parents. That's where they live. They really live in America, in wherever, elsewhere.
And the tzias is stronger than a dot.
In effect, yeah. Okay. For lechora, however, he says, lechora, tana boy, but that, what's the logic here? Kesvar no senes, okay. That Zohar logic works only Shadavka Lashitas Harashbats. He quotes it in Rishonim. The Tshuva Chele Gimel Zom Reish Pecha Shekosav. The Ein Mutar Lotzeis Me'eret Yisrael L'Chutzlaretz El Olimo Torah Ol Mipnei Mitzvahs Kibud Aveim. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlaretz unless it's because you can learn Torah better in Chutzlaretz. You find some yeshiva, some Rebbe. You know, not everybody's Zohar to learn from every Rebbe. Or for Kibud Aveim. Alma Alma the mitzvahs kibud aveim dochet le mitzvahs yeshivas eretz yisrael. You see from this view, one of the rishonim, that mitzvahs that kibud aveim outweighs yeshivas eretz because you're allowed to leave eretz yisrael to go do kibud aveim.
Didn't we have
in
the Gemara someplace
there
were 3 reasons?
I'm not sure.
I'm presuming he's going to quote the Rambam, who says more reasons.
Well, we'll see. There are other reasons. Yeah, thank you. There are other reasons, but he has
some.
Right. Okay. Again, we've spoken about this in the bill. Yeah. We'll see. We'll get to it. But here he says, on this Rish, on the Rashbat, in this Shuvah, he mentions two of them. Lilmot Torah and Kibbut Aveim, in which case you see, Alma de Mitzvahs Kibbut Aveim, don't come to Israel itself. The Cain cause of a Sefer HaMakna al-Kiddush, of Laman al-Mayyid, do any of them. He says the Makna says the same thing. You see what he's quoting from all over, right off the bat, right? Lefizah, Kevon Sha'ol of Lishmo, Lekol Aviv Imo, since the young one has to listen to his parents, Choshev Shapir Daito Lazor, his parents want to come back most of the time. The parents want to come back to the college, whatever it is. So therefore, he's considered that he's returning, and the Noach Shnei Yom Tovim. He should keep 2 days Yontov. However, Avol, Lefi Masha Kosev Bishut Maram Bar Baruch, that's the Maram Utenberg. The Berlin edition, Tov Reis Nanav, Shar Beis, Sinu Chav Ches, you know, he gives you all the Makoros. You know, we used to joke that sometimes among the Rabbanah who have to give shiurim, there's certain svarim which are called PhD. PhD stands for press here, dummy. All you got to do is press a button, and the whole shiur comes out. You don't have to prepare. That's what I just say. Press here. He tells you all the makoros, right? He doesn't look anything up. You don't need a search engine. Yeah, to understand, right? Anyway, so he says, according to this tshuva from Rav Rutenberg, she'ein leben lishmo lemitzus aviv shemitzaveu shelo la'alos Eretz Yisrael. He says that if a young man wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, make Aliyah, and the parents don't want him to, you don't have to listen to your parents. Tough luck on the parents. Kevin Shemitzel Alos Eretz Yisrael, Uchsiv, like we said before, you quoted the Pasuk David, Ish Imovav Tirani Hashem, Kulchem Chayav Mechlodi. That's a mitzvah in the Torah to go live in Eretz Yisrael. That itself is a good question. What exactly is the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? But he's assuming there is such a mitzvah.
Trying to
get out of
minute, that's why he doesn't
want a cup
of coffee.
Right, too bad.
Et cetera.
Right. Here it is. Anything which pertains to a mitzvah, lo yishmal aviv, shakovat hamokum, kodim adkan, see, quotes to Rav Rutenberg, that never mind that the parents want him to come back. That does not obligate you to come back. You don't have to listen to your parents in this regard, and therefore you should stay like a ben Eretz Yisrael. But Cain, Kasvus, Hazuz, Hamadbit, Chelakas, and Kupuan, and Tess. Shah, no there. Lalos mechutah tisfas v'lo dursham. The guy takes a neder. He's going to go to took a neder. In that particular case, he lived in chutzah. He wanted to move to tisfas. He took a neder. The other v'imam ma'akrim. His parents wanted to prevent him. Chayav v'chayim nidro. He got a kino. So it's over. Ain't tzorach lachushu mitzvahs of imo. Kedar mina b'yavamis of hazirah. Said the Gemara. Yavamis davvav. Amalei aviv hitamei. The father says, go, the child's a Kohen. The father's a Kohen. Tells the child, go become Tomei. Oh, Shamalo al Tachzir, or if down an Aveda. Shamas Aveda. And the father says, don't return it. That's the Sunni Vamas Avod. Yochel Yishmael, Talmud Lomar, Ish Imo Vahitro, Vesham Sosak Yishmaani Hashem, Kulchem Chayav Mechmodi. Therefore, the Hokanami, who Vahavim Chayav Lawas Vadubetzo, everyone really is supposed to go live in Eretz Yisrael. The Elo owners Al Shem Rechayim, it's his Kibra Vahim. Therefore, he should consider himself a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Ah, he's not going to be able to do Kibra Vahim. No owners for it, and that relate back to Avraham Avinu, that Hashem told him to go to Eretz Yisrael, so never mind Kibra Vahim. Yeah.
As anybody tells you to do in the Vahir, you don't listen. But
okay.
Isn't there a case where he doesn't say go there?
So let's we'll get there. Okay. And after all, adds Ravadia, if the parents want to be with him, let them move there to Israel too. They can also up and make Aliyah. Ha'umihad yivamos muchach shafilu ba'asei lechud k'shava savedus k'shav zedus mitzvah shem mamon. The kila shehut from the chob is often because even a mitzvah say like a shabbos aveda mitzvah say, which is a lighter mitzvah, because sometimes there are already exceptions to the mitzvah of shabbos aveda. There are circumstances where someone doesn't have to do a shabbos aveda. It's not getting benefit chodo, right? And one could argue, well, maybe here it's kibbutz of aim. The father tells him, you know, don't be mekayem this a shabbos aveda. What do we have? Well, there are already exceptions, so this could be another exception. Right? That's one could argue. Shabbos Aveda is a lighter assay, is a lesser, less stringent assay because there are exceptions. So maybe one could argue there should be another exception. But no, we don't say that. We say, never mind, you don't listen to the father. So Kol Shekein, Mitzvah Dearest, Yeshua's there to Yisrael, she Chamura. There are no exceptions. Sheshkula can get Kama Mitzvahs. Kadisa the Sifrei refers to Sifrei that living in Yisrael, Shokol can get Kama Mitzvahs. And furthermore, in the case of the this tshuva from the Mabit was talking about, Ocha Kanyesh Bezins, he was saying, look, Kim Haned, the guy took him at Ankan. Bechain, and here's where you see again, Bechain Heviu Harav Hagom Ari Najar B'Sefer Simchas Yehuda. I've never heard of it. Okay, if you read Rav Chaim Avadia Yosef's tshuvas, he quotes people, Sardim and others you never heard of. You know, and that's one of them. Smachos Parag Dalach HaChavah. V'Siyahu, and his support, even if the father tells him to violate a darbanon, and so on. Everything he says, he brings riyas. It's just such bekias and all these tshuvas for him. It's just astounding. Well, the fees there, back to our topic. Gam b'someches daital aviv imo. Therefore, if this guy is really dependent upon his parents, right? Haya lana lahoros lo shina yom tov, that even though he's dependent on his parents, we should still keep yom tov echad buvad. Why? Shema yaskim l'gvod dirasu b'Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe during the course of the year, he'll decide he wants to talk to stay on Eretz Yisrael. And never mind his parents, he doesn't have to listen to them. Came and Shainu Rishai, Lot Sayas, Bezal Avimimo, Levato Mitzvah, Dears Yishu is Eretz Yisrael. The Ayan Bode, Beshut Beis Yehuda, Ayaz, you got a side, you can't get this in the Nadal.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
He's referring to a child that has an intention or wants to stay in Israel.
Well, he doesn't say that specific. No, he's there for the year. Okay, the Israelis are there for a year, but the point is he really should, is required to stay. And if he's thinking about or planning, so now the question is, we're going to see actually your case. Okay, he doesn't say so what the child wants to do. The child is coming home at this point. Right. As far as his mind, he's coming home. But nevertheless,
he said temporarily, but since he's there, then it's...
he's considered living there. Exactly, that's what he's arguing. His parents want to come back to him. That's what he said.
The truth is someone else is glad to go back.
Right, also.
The whole rest of the year.
In general. Yeah, we spoke about that too, leaving Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, he said that's how it should be. We should see, really, the guy should keep one day. However, I'll read again. So we should pass him. We should rule. Give only one day yater. And so on. And therefore, it's not how he's passing. He says, Kevan Shadas Habochas Somechas Al Avivim, since Lamaisa, practically, this person's intent is to be relying on his parents back in Chutzarot. Af Al Gav Dilav Shapir Avid Lachzor Lachutzarot, even though it's not proper to go back to Chutzarot, Sof, still, Daito Lachzor Karina Bey. We consider him someone who's, you know, it's not right, it's not proper, he should stay in Eretz Yisrael, he should remain here. But Lamaisa, since his intent is to go back, even though that's a bad intent, he's saying, it's a wrong intent, he should stay regardless of his parents. But Lamaisa, he doesn't want to, he wants to listen to his parents, he wants to go back. So, he should be called Sof Daito Lachzor Karina Bey, who be prat, especially, Kesheish Lachzor Shemalim Saparnos in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you won't be able to find the Parnosa. Kemosha Kazbe Shuta Rashbash, again, a Rishon from the Rashbash family, this is Rashbash's son, Simon Beis, Shem Yeshlo Kidei Parnasos of the Chutzlart. If a person has a potential to make a Parnas of Chutzlart, who be art, Lim Tzerech Michaso, and the Chutzlart, Eretz is going to struggle, he won't be able to make a living. It would start with Shom Abriel, so have to become a beggar, whatever, depend on others. Lo Nischayev Lalo Sarit Yisrael. Okay, he doesn't have to move to Eretz Yisrael. This is, of course, a big hector in general. Many people, they don't go, well, I can't make a panos there, I can make a living. Right, so that's allowed. B'chei, and likewise, in lo yuchal lo tarbet yisrael karoi, they won't find yeshiva there, for today it's a little hard to imagine, but let's say he can't find a yeshiva. When we come there, by the way, he says, nimnu kama gedolim lalo sarit yisrael. That's why certain Gedolim never moved to Eretz Yisrael, because they were there to be able to make a living. It's very interesting, as a side point, we mentioned many years ago in a shiur, the guy talked about this, not a little safer, but the Abbe Nezer has a long tshuva on this subject. Huh? Yeah, they're right, that's from the Bach, the Chassam Sofer, he mentioned, he says, he holds, the Abbe Nezer, Sachar Tshuva, the Abbe Nezer writes, he has also tshuva about whether one should move to Eretz Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah? He basically two parts of his tshuva. I think it's in Tav Nundal and Chelik Yerudei, I guess, I forgot. But anyway, so he asked him, should a person move to Eretz Yisrael? Is there a mitzvah to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Is there a mitzvah? Chiyuv, chiyuv. So he said, and if you're going to say yes, they asked him, so how come none of the Chassidish Rebbe's went there, all the Chassidish Rebbe's in Europe didn't go to Eretz Yisrael? So he has a whole raya that it is a mitzvah. Even according to the Rambam, who looks like doesn't seem to count it as one of Faryag, there's a whole lumbus why the Rambam didn't count it, but it's still a mitzvah, etc. It's a different shia. He's given that in the past. But then he writes, as for why the Rebbes didn't go, he said, what's going to happen? The Rebbes are going to go, but what are they going to live off of? They're going to send in their money from Chutzlart. The Chassidim will send in money from Chutzlart. So that's not called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He says, because, now that might be different today, but he said, his time, the British were in control. So what are you going to do? You're supporting a British economy. You're going to send in money for that. That's not called Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, is living off the land.
Yishuv
Eretz Yisrael, right. Living off the land. That's what it means, to live off the land of Eretz Yisrael, to build the economy. Now today, you could argue even with money from Kotzaros, because you're buying milk, you're spending money there. So it might be different. His time, that's what he gave. And he brings a raya that when Yaakov Avinu came back from Kotzaros, so it says, he refers to the land by Kever Rochel, Asher, in the Parashat Vayechi, it says that the area, Asher Korisi, which I, a funny word, maybe related to the word Machor, he bought this land, but Rashi quotes a Medrash, he took all the money he made from Lavan, they made a pile of money and he gave that away for the land, because he said, Ein Nichse Chutzarts Kedaili, I don't want to live in Eretz Yisrael off of Chutzarts money, you know. Anyway, but that's what Rav Yosef writes over here, he says, if a person can, that's why many Gedolim didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. So if this young man was in Eretz Yisrael for the year, which is planning to go back, and who knows, he may never go make a parnasa, so it's not necessarily he's going to end up staying. Therefore, he says, even though it's wrong to go back, but Lamaisa is called Daito Lachzor, would have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. Yeah.
Is the marker for all of this in the parent Malcolm Shnagel?
So that he deals with.
The
first part of
Shuvah.
Right, so that he deals with the first part of Shuvah. I said before, we're not going to go through this. The Chacham Tzvi and so on wonders, he doesn't think that this has anything to do with Chumash HaMakom Shiyachom. That's why Chacham Tzvi Paskin, Alav HaMaisa, he quotes Chacham Tzvi one day.
Day and a half.
No, he doesn't say that.
He's saying that led to.
That led to, because the Reb Chaim Brisker fundamentally seemed to agree the Chacham Tzvi and Misvara, and then they said, well, we don't do Malachas, that's what they call it day and a half. Day and a half. It's a misnomer. It's not a day and a half. Oh, I remember hearing that in recent years. See, most, whatever, the Chacham Tzvi said one day. It doesn't go by where you're from. I don't care where your das is. It's where you are right now. Right? I have to keep one day. Right? I have to keep 2 days. It doesn't matter where your das is to go. So he, we right, rejects this whole lot of reason, but that's the minority view. Many others say that it has to do with the Makom Shiyot Misham and so on. So the so-called day and a half, the people sometimes ask, well, what time do I have to do? It's not a day and a half. Okay, on the clock. The day and a half means basically keeping one day, but you just machmir not to do the melacha, or you machmir to hear if it's if it's Pesach, so if you find someone to make a seder, so listen to the brachas and eat it kizayis and matzah. And so that's what I call the day and a half. Okay, then you have the view that what about the tefillin? If you keep what about tefillin the second day? So if you don't wear tefillin, chalamoy, it's not a problem. But that's the eighth day, it is a problem. So Rav Shechta holds. I suggest anyway that maybe even if you're going to keep 2 full days, okay, not like the day and a half, you're going to keep 2 full days, but he says you still put on tefillin because it's a deraisa, so it's a strange thing to have you quietly put on tefillin when you get home after you daven the yantav daven and put on tefillin. That's what I call now 2.5 days.
But every Shabbos and yantav it's only still brought to avoid tefillin.
Yeah, I understand, but with the bruch, whatever. So I shouldn't say I'm not sure it's with the bruch. Anyway, getting back to Rabbi Tshuva, he says as follows. So he says, "V'uchiyotz l'kasev the sefer tashpeitz and tov kuf samachalav shatam shel ha'amoroyim." Never mind the Avnei Nezer, why the Chassidish Rebbes didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. What about all the Amoroyim who lived in Bavel? Right, they all lived in Bavel. Rav Papa and Rav Chista and Abaye. Why don't they ever go to Eretz Yisrael? Why don't they leave?
Well, the Persians went with them.
Oh yeah, I think they travel. I think so. They don't have any restrictions, as far as I know. So he says, why don't the Amoroyim go to Eretz Yisrael? So he says, because they wouldn't have been able to learn, because they would have had to find other jobs. Shuta Chama is on the same. I'm a Ervin. Mutar lot says Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lumo Torah. If you have a Rebbe over there, you're allowed to go. The culture came, Shelech is May Rabbi Bechut Mechutzard. You shouldn't leave your Rebbe here if you have a good Rebbe here to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because she's about to Malumu Yashar Acha Parnaso. Ad Kan. I know Beshut Shvas Adashim Sachnosim Peches. Beshut Mil Stop Kosesim Chavab. Again, it rattles off the sources. Virak. And here is now your point. Virak, however, he says, Kishabachur, with the young man, again, or young lady that we're talking about, is Atzma'i Bidato. Independent-minded. I don't care what his parents. You know, sometimes you're a kid, a young man, a young woman. They're independent, but they already made up their mind. They tell you, oh, I'm going to the army, I'm going here. They already made up their mind.
They're older.
The Eino Somech al Das Acherim. And they're not listening to any. They're independent thinkers, independent actors, too. They have that independent income, perhaps, too. Right? Right. Amrina and Shema Yisa, you never met a girl, go to Eretz Yisrael. They'll call his parents, I met a girl, I'm staying here. By the way, I'm going to go, I met somebody. Right? Shema Yisa Isha, you go to Eretz Yisrael. Bishum Hachi, Yasi Yotav Echad Uvad. In such a case, he says, you can argue, you should keep talking one day, because a Bachur, Atzma'i Bidato, someone's independent thinking. Now, then he goes on. Behina Yadua Masha Kosova Ramor. It's known what the Ramor writes, Ravro Yardes and Reish Memsiv Chavchaz. The chayim of Mocha beben Lisa ezo isha sheyachbots bo abein ain tzorach lishmol avi. You know, a young man wants, and vice versa. Was his case? A man wants to get married. A young boy wants to get married, and the parents don't approve of the shidduch. You don't have to listen. Now, the parents don't have to pay for it, but you know, pay for the concert. Well, what's that exactly? And that's based on the Marik Shorsh Kuf Samozainak. It was safer on Matna, and the Matna, based on that Ramor, says the following thing. Because again, it looks like from the Ramor that if the child wants to get married, and it's in that same situation, and the parents object to the Shidduch, okay, hopefully they have a relationship, they can talk it out. But let's say when push comes to shove, the young man wants to marry this girl, don't have to listen to the parents. I was once involved in a case like that myself years ago. Very difficult. Hopefully they can work everything out. And I'm not saying the parents have to pay for the wedding in that case, but you know, that's part of the cheshbon too. But he says, but I will say if I mark the kiddush lamed alfam beis, but there was a ton of bon ezel morakosav lo chiach midibar amaelu shekol davar shemitzavehu aviv lasos afal pisha ein lo hanav imenu. Now here's an interesting thing. Okay, we don't publicize this too much in front of the kids. But the truth of the matter is, we always tell kibud avayim, you have to obey your parents. That's not what kibud avayim means. Kibud avayim doesn't have to mean you have to obey your parents. The Gemara in Kiddushin lists certain specific services that you have to provide for your parents. You have to give them to drink, to eat, and you have to find them to get them clothes or whatever. But it doesn't say about obedience. No, listen, we always tell the kids, obey your father and mother. That's not what it means, technically. But the Machna says, yeah, it's true. And therefore, if the parents ask you to do something, to perform a service, well, yeah, that's Kibbutz Avayim. My father said, go get this to me. That's Kibbutz Avayim. But my father tells me, you better vote for so-and-so, or I want you to wear a green shirt today instead of a blue shirt, that's not Kibbutz Avayim. I have to listen. The father, what does that have to do with the father? What does he get out of it? So
he's yeah. Not having a... What do you say,
hon?
You the word...
No, yeah. If the father tells me, go get me a glass of juice, then I don't have to do.
Physical hanok.
Right, pleasure, the benefit from it. The father tells me, I think you ought to vote for this guy, or someone's got that. So he says, it can do the but that's what he thinks, but the machna is a tremendous chiddush. He says, based on this Ramon, he says, Shekol dover shemitzavei aviv lasos apal pishe lahana menu, the eino bichlav kibbut av aim, it's not under kibbut av afilu hachi, tzarech lishmol aviv. You have to listen. Why? The Havi B'chal Mora. It's not on the Kibbutz of Aim, but it's on the Mora of Aim. Why? Kamosha Kazim, where's that? Ezel Mora, Lo Yistar is Dvara. One of the things of Mora is not to contradict your father. Usually we learn that it means an argument. You can't have it. He says, yes, no. But, huh?
Father says, two is five.
Right.
So now
right, an argument. But he's extending it to action also. Okay? And that's why the Ramah has to say that Dafka b'mako mitzvahs nisuin lo yishmalo. That's what Ramah says. The father says, don't marry this girl. Then you don't have to listen. The implication being, the father tells you anything else, you do have to listen. Holodor machem tzorok lishmalo. Now, they ask the question, the heiros, and I told you, Yuzlam Bey, Zamasa re omer mishal bain. Dor mina omer lo avim al tachzi yachol yishmalo. Hainu kishomer lo asok b'chodi. Rav Zid asked before. The father, you asked before, the father says, don't return this Aveda. What do you mean? And the Gemara says, no, you shouldn't listen to the father, you return the Aveda. Well, no kidding, why would you think you have to listen to him? Anybody tells you to do an Aveda, you have to listen. No, says Tosis, Hainu kishomer lo asok b'chodi. Don't return this Aveda, go get me a cup of coffee. Then you have a steerer. Okay? The al tachzir b'chinam, if the father says, stamos, like, don't return this well, it's required, you're not a pastor to win, I got to do a mitzvah. It's only when there's a conflict in the mitzvah, then we have a question, which mitzvah wins? Father tells me to do this, and I have a mitzvah, so I'll what wins? That's what the Machna says. I'm a grubby or a dare, perish dibra ramo, I'll be dibra tosanal, I call it the rabbana rashpo yavon safav, and so I know, b'shut avnei tzedek, and kodesh and tzadetez, or b'shut sherit yehudas, and kumchav tes, again, the great bekiyas of Raja Sejus, one truly after another, or b'shut Yad El, I haven't heard of these people myself. Uvishut Yad Eliyahu Mikalish, Chalak Yudai Yagher Deyes Sin Mem, Uvishut Agudas Ezer, Chir Gadai Sin Tazlov. So ain't Kal Mokhul Harach. I've quoted enough Marmakamas for it. Now, then he says, V'ayin, and everybody doesn't stop. That's entire. So ain't Kal, and they go on. V'ayin, B'sever Shar, I'm not sure, Hanif Fakeh, or Shar Mifkat, or Chaim, Nahar Po, Krodav, Pezim, and Aleph. Now, then he writes, "Kla'eis bali yadi shoot ish matzliach." I got the safety. Also, ish matzliach. I mean, his bekiyas in tshuvas is just—it's mind-boggling. I don't know how many years it would take me just to read the tshuvas, let alone forget about remembering what I read. Just to read through it's like a search engine. It's the only way I can describe it. Okay. Ra'is yalla b'chalik ardeya simen lamed shehebi diva pischei tshuva ebenezer simen ayin heisiv kon rov shehir b'stirit diva rashbat sanal shemitzis kibbut avayim docha l'mitzit yiv yuzaro v'mat shakata rabbi shalo yishma lo v'levato mitzit yishav etzo it has a stira v'kosiv liyashev sharashbat slo hikar ela b'yotze al menas lachso la Eretz Yisrael. You said it before, the only time it lets you leave Eretz Yisrael is you're going to have to come back. Aval ishar b'chutzar, it's going to stay there. Then shaper kozom b'tshalo yishmalo shehu v'ovi chayav n'alos. He has this middle position. Yeah, if the child's going to go back there to Yisrael, but he's going to go back to chutzar, he's going to come back. His plan is to come back. That's different. He brings a raya. The raya lezem atosav arazar daf yud gimel v'alos shalhutzar lets the chutzar l'mot Torah v'lisa isha. Even the heterim to go out to get married to learn is only temporarily. Is el el kishiyotam v'alos lachzar v'chein das harambam. Tarakein was long enough a tez, ayin shom. The ayin b'shut mishpat kohen.
Only the fourth one, only Skhari says doesn't come back.
I think he says it goes on all of them, I guess. Let's look at it again. The Hilchot Malachim Parakein was long enough a tez, you look it up.
The Rambam.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't see Malachim know of him. All right, we'll look at it later. Right. Anyway. Then he says, "V'ayin b'shut mishpat kohen." I think this is mishpat kohen of Kuk.
Kuk,
right? So Kuk mem zayin. He didn't care. I mean, it just everybody. Shekosav Shelo Amu cannot tell us Ela Bekalim Mishum Tumas Chutzlatz. He said that whole thing. I'm talking about a calling going to the Tumah. That's not what he's referring to. Amu Yisrael Shem was a Tumah Filu Dvar Shus Mutzah and so on. All right, so that's all in Hay. So you got a flavor of just how he's quoting all over. What's the Maskona? That's also a great thing about Rabbi Yisrael, because he has such an involved tshuva. And so many writers that say, so what's the
line of
it's like it's like you're lining up sheetahs and so on. So how does it work? So what's the, I'm sorry, this question. Yeah.
I'm supposed to fight someone going to visit Bar Yontif. And let's say I'm going to visit Bar Yontif.
And you're stuck there. I mean, you should be stuck there.
Right, so since I'm going, maybe I really have no right.
Right, to go back,
therefore
yeah.
I should be like a Ben.
Yeah, no, it's a good ha'ara. And why Dafka? It could be true. He's only asking, again, Shiloh was about somebody who was going, but you're right. It could be
true. As an adult or as a parent, or someone that I'm eating on my own table, then I'm really in charge of what I do.
Well, the Bible is dangerous to go.
Right, so that's the Tosis. Tosin Ksubas writes that there's, you know, dangerous to travel, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. But your point is a good point. I'm not sure. Anyway, so that's hey.
The Arabs can
yes, the post and super stuff. Where is it? Kuf.
Danger in both places. So what's the difference?
Kuf Ches. Yeah, but Tosis and Ksubas quotes this, and then the Pesach Tshuva said that it was written by a Talmud Torah, not a Mishnah. So, but Tosis Torah was that it was dangerous to go, and not that dangerous to go, but dangerous to live there. And how can you keep all of this up as far as right? That changes from time to time, yeah. Anyway, in Vav, you write this follows. Maskana de Dina. So what's the Maskana? Shabachar ha'olala Eretz, that he usually does at the end of his tshuva, at the very end, he gives a little synopsis, punches out the bottom line. Maskana de Dina, Shabachar ha'olala Eretz Yisrael, b'hu atzma'i. He's independent. She'eno somech al da'as horav. He's not so... bent on what his parents say. He's not so hooked into that. Af al pi shadai to lachzor lachutzaretz. Even though right now his das may be to go back. Okay. Yesh olah says yom tov echad luvad. Should keep only one day. Sheyesh lekavos. You should hope. Sheyim taisha. Maybe in the meanwhile he'll find a wife. Viik badiros right. So I'll end up living there. Avol. Kishaomer shadai to somechas alav yomer. If he admits. And he acknowledges, and we know, as a kid, he's going to come back. He needs the money. He needs to go to college, whatever. And he's so mechadas of him, lachs or chutz, and yasa shnei yomim tovim. Okay, then he should keep 2 days. When we call mokom, he says, nochon lahodio, shagam imu so mech b'derech klal al das horov, should tell him that even though you are dependent upon your parents, in tizdamen lo bas zug mat imav, you find a match, a zivug, you know, a shidduch. Suitable shidduch in Mohar or Matan, but often Yuchal is Tadabert Yisrael with the necessary conditions, with the apartment, whatever the necessary conditions are to live in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu im yisnagdu horav, even if your parents object, shuras hadin shein of tzorach lishmolam. Shemitzas elu pruvu yeshivas tzorach chashuvas yoser mi mitzas kibur avraim. These mitzas outweigh mitzas kibur avraim. Uchetor yase, the oz im yishtachna v'yom shemuchum achach. So he says in each case, if the guy is independent minded, if the young man, you know, say he's not dependent on his parents, he may stay and so on, then he should stay. And you have that today. Sometimes the kids go and then they want to go to the army, so they even made up their mind already. They're making aliyah. I know guys in yeshiva over the years. After the year, they declared aliyah. They went there having in mind from the get go, they were going to stay. That's somebody who is atzma'i. Okay, what he said is Bachur Atzma'i B'dato. He's independent in his thinking. No, it's youngsters like that. They've decided already that this is what they're going to do. So the bills come in. Yeah,
of course, son of a dad, sorry. It's from his bank account. No,
okay, means his whole life.
He doesn't have those in
the
back.
Right. It means he doesn't. I think that's what he means. But he says, even someone who's not like that, who's planning to go back, but you ask him, listen, if you find the shidduch, and you and you know it's a proper shooter, and you get a job here, would you stay? Okay, and the guy says yeah, so then you should also keep only one day. In other words, even though right now your intention is to go back, but if he says he would stay and understands he doesn't listen to his parents, he doesn't have to. He doesn't keep only one day. Avo, if the kid would say, which is probably still most kids, Avo, in Yane, Shabichozos lo yitnenu libo lazav esharav. But if he answers, listen, even if I can't leave my parents, I want to go back, and so on and so forth. He wants to. He longs his parents. Then la'olam daita sameslam kecholash yomu kiuzeh. He's going to do whatever his parents said. He doesn't feel like staying and so on. Then az yesh lahoros lo lasso shnei yom tov kemin echutzart. Okay, then he should keep 2 days. Anir al anir is daita kasavti. This is my humble opinion. Hashem is baruch yori einenu b'soros amen. That's how he has the tshuva. So just to say a few words, that just gives you a little bit of a flavor. Now, that's two paragraphs, not even two full columns, of 10 volumes of tshuvas like this. And you just see in every line, again, quoting the Bekiyas, quoting the Brett, and that was his derech. You know, his derech was just to look up everything and to see everything. It does not mean that he was not independent. He was. His derech and psak, he was original in some ways. You know, he was a maverick in some areas. I mean, for example, you know, he looked for, you know, ways when the whole thing with the Ethiopians, when the Ethiopian community, when they had what they call that, Operation Moses, I think, they brought all the Ethiopian Jews over, and there was a whole tumult about that. Yeah, that was the Yemen, I think. What's that?
Wings of Eagles.
Yeah, something like that. Some kind of thing. Yeah. The whole side, they're Jewish, and they're not Jewish, they've been cut off. Anyway, he ruled that they should be considered as Jews. You know, they made them some of the Tevilas, Lashem Geras, Misafik, and so on. He was clearly, again, just, you know, his breadth of knowledge. I mean, I know that in some circles, they weren't sure what to do with him. You know, some yeshivish circles, so, you know, he was obviously great in learning, but in some places, you know, you can't be one of the Gedolim unless you pronounce the word Gedolim. You know, if you say the word in some other way, not Gedolim, then you're not one of the Gedolim, right? So right, you say, the Sardi, you know, was different, but his learning was different. And that's really very often the derech of the Sfarim, is very to call from a lot of different, you know, to quote a lot of. If you look in the Kaf HaChaim is sort of like the Mishnah Berurah on Or HaChaim, as was in the beginning of our day. Actually, we'll get to the Kaf HaChaim or Chaim Yaakov Sofer, really in the early 1900s. So he wrote, again, it's like a Sfarbi work similar to the Mishnah Berurah, but he also quotes everybody. The fact that the two volumes in the day, and Rav Yosef, as a young man, the Kaf HaChaim died, Rav Yosef finished a couple of the chapters, you know, in the same style, writing in the same style. So it's a tremendous emphasis on Bekiyas. The other thing, though, to understand is that he believed very strongly that the Sardim, you know, just should go back and make sure that they're following the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, was a great Talmud Chacham, and that was a different derech, and sometimes did not follow the Mechaber. And had many followers, the Jews from Baghdad, from Iraq, and so on, followed the Ben Ish Chai. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyoz, who was also a Rishon, but also a Sfarad Rosh, was from Baghdad, and he held from, but he was actually, Rabbi Yosef was also born there, but he felt that the Mechaber is the Morad Ari, so he is the Posek, and very often disagrees with the approach of Allah. No, Ramo, for sure not, but instead of the Ben Ish Chai, instead of the Ben Ish Chai, who will be there from the Mechaber sometimes, just like, I mean, you know, the Ashkenazim father Ramo, but the Vilna Gaon sometimes held different than Ramo, you know, very much on getting back to the Derech of the Mechaber, that's what he said, and then many of us call him, or whatever the Mechaber says.
Yeah, they had a certain
minhagim. Let me mention the one of the things. Right. The Shulchan Aruch. The other thing I want to mention is that I was actually discussing this with Mayor Twersky, and Rosh Yeshiva while you were talking about the Rabbi Yosef. So, you know, the two things. First of all, he had obviously he had. I mean. An unbelievable gift of a memory, I mean, to be able to photographic memory and to be able to cover it. But he also had tremendous hasmada. He learned all the time. And he writes in a number of his shorter kuntresim and so on that I read about the importance of chazara. The only way you learn them is your chazar over it again. That's how you master things and so on. And he writes that again, he obviously had a unique gift, but he never stopped learning. There is a few years ago, I saw it, there was a video, I don't know if it was on YouTube or whatever it was on, but it was that he went for a bracha to Reb Sheinberg.
I was like, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yes, Reb Sheinberg.
Right.
Right. because he was in agony, he was in physical agony, and he came to Scheinberg for a bracha. I keep remembering, and Scheinberg was over 100 at that time. Scheinberg also just recently died. So Scheinberg, you know, said to Rabbi Yosef, Lo Livkot, stop crying. He told him that Rabbi Yosef was 90. He was crying. Why was he crying? Because he was in physical agony, and he couldn't learn. You know, he was in such pain that he couldn't learn. Now, forgive me, someone else might have told him, why don't you take it easy now, why don't you retire? You know, I mean, he would have gone at that time to the Olam HaEmes with a pretty impressive record of learning and truvus and everything else and sucking for Klal Yisrael. You'd think, okay, take it easy if you're in pain. So, but it bothered him so much that he couldn't learn properly that he was crying. You know, a man of 90 years old crying before Shema, I can't concentrate on my learning because such pain. So someone else might have told him, okay, sit up. Yes, my brother, yeah. But he said, but I'm just pointing out, he was a man 90 years old in physical pain, so relax. So he won't learn 15 hours a day. Maybe time to take him. He produced an awful amount, an awful tremendous amount. You know, he had done his learning, so not that anyone's finished learning. But that wasn't him. He was constantly learning, and that's what made him what he is. The other thing, this is what Tversky pointed out, and he's correct. You know, people ask, how is it possible that the Torah Shebaal Peh was originally Baal Peh, and everybody remembered everything, with people who knew everything? It's impossible. You know, we look back now, before it was written down. It's impossible. But here we see somebody who did know everything Baal Peh. And Rav Avadya Yosef himself would be the first to tell you that he considered himself nothing compared to the Mechaber, to the Beis Yosef, right? And the Beis Yosef would tell you that he considers himself nothing next to the Rambam. Right? The Rambam would tell you, know, so obviously throughout the years, and this is what has preserved the Masorah in Klal Yisrael, there have been people who have been able to master this thing, Baal Peh. Okay, and again, we saw a glimpse of such a person in this. Again, everybody's contribution is different. He was obviously blessed with this tremendous mind. And of salvation, Hamach was blessed with a different kind of tremendous mind. Not that kind of breadth of knowledge, but unbelievably penetrating depth of knowledge. Different approach. All of these approaches are necessary, you know, for the preservation of Torah. We know in the Gemara discussion of Sinai and Okaharim, right, back in the days of the Gemara, of Yosef and the Rabban of Yosef, right, they're both major contributors to our Masorah. And, you know, you see this in the, we just read one short section of one tshuva, you know, just to marshal all of these, you know, sources to support the position and to explain so clearly the different sides and so on. That was certainly a major contribution. And, you know, again, so later in his life he got involved in politics, and you know, whenever you get involved in politics it means getting involved in controversy. So that's not my area. You know, certainly in the later years, so you always have to wonder, well, any of these people make sense, you know, but what exactly they know, and how the question was asked, and who asked them, and how, you know, it's a different issue. But he was also, in terms of the Sephardic community, really was Meirim Karen HaSephardim. You know, the Sephardim were, who came to Israel very often, let's say, from Yemen and from other places, very often poor, and were uneducated, and really were, in many ways, whether intentionally or not, treated as second-class citizens in Israel. But the Ashkenazic community was generally a wealthier community, and they were more experienced in the Western civilization, and so on. And the Sephardim didn't, you know, there was a movie years ago that they made called The Salach Shabbat. You remember that movie? That movie about a Yemenite Olet. It was a very comical movie, I forgot. But, you know, so it was a Sephardi guy. He comes there. He saw a lot of, and he had all the misadventures in the early days of the state. But he comes to this, you know, bureaucratic European, you know, so they asked him, how many years have you been married? He goes, oh, many years. You know, he had no, what year? I don't know what year. It was many years ago I got married. You know, how many children? A whole bunch. but they were treated very often. He really was responsible for you know, creating the pride, elevating their role. Again, I'm not saying I agree everything he said in politics, and that's not the point. The point is, certainly was a major leader in Klal Yisrael, and certainly in terms of the Torah world, his Piskei Halacha and his Svarim and his you know, his Tshuvas, and this, as I say, so beautifully written. Sometimes you read Tshuvas, and it's difficult Hebrew, because, you know, he was naturally spoke Hebrew, so he writes so much clearly. Sometimes you have to read through Tshuva, I speak from personal experience, you read through Tshuva, you have to read a few times just to figure out what he's saying, or you get lost in the middle, because, you know, the style of language, you know, is very difficult to follow, but he wrote everything so clearly, very, and again, not that everybody always agrees with his Tzadik HaLacha, You know, and there are other big people sometimes disagree with this psak. Okay, you don't have to pass. He, of course, the Sardis, followed the Sardis Poskim, the Bechidor, and then the Beis Yosef, and so on. And we were Ashkenazim, wouldn't necessarily pass like him, but in terms of giving the hekesh of the background and telling you who to look up and who the proper speaker, you know, proper opinions on both sides, the Sram are very, very useful. And Yizich or Baruch.
He quotes everybody.